بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Points of benefit regarding the benefits of al-dhikr, which means remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those benefits were mentioned by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in his book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib. The first benefit of dhikr, remembrance of Allah, is that it drives away shaitan, drives away devil, Satan, subdues and defeats him. It drives away, subdues and defeats the devil, shaitan. Second, it pleases Ar-Rahman Azza wa Jal. It pleases Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, the most mighty and most majestic. The remembrance pleases Allah. The third, it removes and takes away distress and worries. And it brings, all takes this from the heart, it takes away the distress and worries from the heart, and brings instead pleasure and motivation. The fourth benefit, it strengthens the heart and the body as well. Strengthens the heart and the body. And the fifth, it lights up the face and the heart. And the sixth, it brings sustenance. It brings sustenance. And the seventh, it gives the appearance of dignity, respect, and reverence to the person. And the eighth, it brings forth love, which is the essence of Islam, and the axis of the deen, of the religion, and the center of happiness and deliverance. The ninth, it causes the person to be observant, observes Allah, so that he enters the door of benevolence and thus worships Allah as if he sees him. As to the heedless one, the one who is heedless concerning a dhikr, will not reach the level of ihsan, of benevolence. The tenth benefit is that remembrance leads the person to make inaba, leads him to return to Allah Ta'ala. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned 60 benefits or even more, and inshallah ta'ala we'll go over 10 at a time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make of his words concerning the remembrance a remembrance to us, so that we motivate ourselves on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.